Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting second. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The first baseman, Bud Zipfel. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chuck Cottier. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Gabler. Pitching for the Washington Senators, John Gabler. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Don Dillard. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. And now, play ball. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Senators. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keogh. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Keogh steals second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier strikes out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Gabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabler strikes out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball 4. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell bunts towards the mound. Gabler fields it and throws to first for the out. Held moves to second. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Zipfel strikes out. 1 out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keogh takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Francona moves to third. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Francona scores. Kirkland moves to third. It's Senators, 1, Indians, 1. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirkland scores. Phillips scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Held is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-for-1 in the game. Cottier hits a fly ball into center field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Gabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Gabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zipfel scoops it up and throws to first, with Gabler covering, for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Connell takes first base on ball 4. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zipfel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Power moves to third. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gabler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 2 in the game. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 3 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gabler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillard hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 2 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Long pinch hits for John Gabler. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hinton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Cotina now pitching. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Phillips bunts towards the mound. Cotina fields it and throws to first for the out. Kirkland moves to second. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell juggles the ball. That's an error on O'Connell. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, O'Connell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zipfel is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 3 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Connell moves to second. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.